Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
First this afternoon, a meeting of the Dublin City Joint Policing Committee is just concluding around about now. The discussion, as you could imagine, was dominated by the attack on the American tourist Stephen Termini in the city centre last week. The Gorda Assistant Commissioner Angela Willis addressed the committee members who were anxious to discuss street crime following the attack on Mr. Termini last Wednesday night on Talbot Street. Two of the Joint Policing Committee members join me on the line now. Sinn Féin Councillor Dahi Doolan and also Richard Guiney, the CEO of Dublin Town. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might turn to you, Dahi Doolan, first of all. Did you hear anything that reassured you at that meeting?
I think there was a really broad, comprehensive discussion. I think there was an admission from the Assistant Commissioner, Angela Willis, who's always been open and honest, that we simply can't police our way out of this, that resources are only back to 2018 levels. The Garda resources, which this, of course, doesn't take into account the terrible cuts imposed on the numbers of Gardaís in the capital 2008-2009 at the time of austerity. And one of the suggestions I'm hoping that we can pick up on is that we don't simply focus on one part of the city, not just the city centre, even though that has grabbing the headlines right now, because incidents of serious antisocial behaviour, criminality, drug-related intimidation and other serious crimes are also holding other parts of the city to ransom. And rather than focusing solely on the city centre, that we in fact, to have a more holistic view of how we work our way through, rather than simply policing our way out of it, that we work in a holistic fashion with the Gardaí centre to it, but also we need to make sure that community voices are heard.
Correct me if I'm
that
wrong.
Agencies are at the table.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Dahi. The Assistant Gorda Commissioner with responsibility for the Dublin Metropolitan Region, Angela Willis, was there at the meeting. She was addressing concerns. So obviously they feel that a certain part of Dublin City needs more attention.
Well, I think when we're talking about Dublin, there's no point, and she also agreed that there's no point in pushing incidents of crime from one street to another, from one community to another. There is communities, and I'm very well aware of the community I represent in Ballyfermot, Cherry Orchard, has been in the news over recent years. And again, we don't want to stigmatise any community, but there are certain communities that need extra help, extra resources, extra support to ensure that those communities, including the city centre, the north in the city and the south in the city, are safe places to
so
live.
So what was agreed
to visit,
at the meeting?
Holiday in and to study. Sorry?
What was agreed at the meeting?
Well, I put forward two proposals. One was that we would have a unrelated to specific incident, but one of the responses was that we'd have a full comprehensive presentation at the next meeting around how the Gardaí are responding to the far-right protests and the violence coming from them. And on this issue, that we would explore the idea of a high-level task force that would have a helicopter view of dealing with these incidents, not just responding to crisis by crisis or one community, one street, one area, but right across Dublin we would have high level decision makers, the community voices would be central, and agencies including Dublin City Council, TUSLA,
okay.
Department
but
of Education.
Specifically, Dahi, on random,
and
on random acts of violence. Can I ask you specifically, this is what we're all
talking
about.
Random acts of violence are always random acts of violence. Cannot be seen out of context. We need to tackle the causes and the consequences of them. If we're constantly just responding to one after another act, random, so-called random acts of violence, we will never have a comprehensive strategy. We need to
ensure that people are involved
in the crime.
Sorry, hang on a second here, please. Hang
law.
On a second here. I think people are extremely frustrated, not just at the deployment of Gardaí and where they go, but also at the response from central government, and I must say as well, Dahi, from local councillors as well, like you. They're extremely angry that open drug dealing and random acts of violence and antisocial behaviour have been allowed in Dublin City Centre for far too long. And it's way past time now, with respect to you.
Random acts, with all fairness,
it's way past time to look at the causes. It's time to act. So what action? What action was agreed?
I have constantly demanded from the minister face to face, privately, publicly. The actual commissioner himself, when I met with him recently, said we need extra Gardaí that are visible, accountable, accessible to communities that they serve. But we cannot simply police our way out of this. It needs to be the Gardaí working in full, open, cooperative partnership with the communities that they serve and the agencies that also have a responsibility, including TUSLA and City Council and the City of Dublin Education. Education Board to put together plans so as we can ensure all our communities, the city centre and surrounding communities, including where we live and okay. represent, have policing services in our communities where we can live, work and study and visit in a peaceful manner, rather than, and I really must take umbrage with your comment that city councils are allowing this to happen. I have worked tirelessly with
okay,
other city councils.
Okay, I accept with you feel that way, but that's certainly what texters and listeners are telling us at 51551. Yeah, fair enough. That's what people are telling us at 51551. Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town, what did you make of the meeting?
Yeah, I thought it was a very constructive meeting. I thought the contributions from all of the representatives were very focused. There was a couple of things I was very pleased to hear. Main one was the reinvigoration of the Better City for All process, which in our view was one of the most successful things that we did to address safety and perceptions of safety in the city. So I'm very pleased that that has been reinvigorated, and there was quite a degree of common concern from everybody at the meeting, and certainly I think we will get back to that process of constructive engagement that has been successful before, and I think we certainly need to see again.
And will that mean a more visible Gortha presence as well? Because I've heard so many business people, Richard, say we never see Gortha.
Well, look, I definitely want to see more Gardaí on the street. I think that would, nothing instills more confidence in people than seeing Gardaí on the street. So that's certainly something that we're looking forward to seeing. And indeed, I believe we will be getting Gardaí into Dublin and into Dublin city centre. But I think we also do need, and I'd agree very much with Doughty on this, we do need to agree to address some of the core issues that are giving rise to antisocial behaviour. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we've certainly noticed in the city is very difficult behaviour from young teenagers. Their behaviour has been very difficult since the pandemic, and I think they've missed out on that development phase when they went into secondary school of how to behave properly. Mm-hmm. So I do think that they, and again that was discussed at the meeting, the engaging with young people and encouraging them to participate in things like the night leagues and getting involved in pro-social behaviour as opposed to anti-social behaviour, because certainly leaving them on the street and allowing young people like that engaging in anti-social behaviour can lead to quite significant problems.
I'm short on time here. The Taoiseach said in a general comment that when you see vicious attacks, generally alcohol and drugs is not far from the area or the one of the causes. Is that something you'd agree with from experience?
Yeah, look, there are unfortunately drug issues, and what we've found in the last while, and I'm not referring to any specific event, but what we have found in the city in the last number of, again, was happening before the pandemic, but certainly afterwards, is a change in drug patterns, and we're seeing a lot of more crack cocaine and cocaine use, which is giving rise to probably a more agitated behaviour from people who are under the influence of substances. So I definitely think that does need to be addressed, and I think engaging with the drug service providers in terms of the Better City for All can only be beneficial in addressing the types of drugs that people are taking and the behaviours that are associated with those drugs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, final word to you, Doughty Doolan, then. We've heard various high-profile people and politicians, like the Minister for Justice herself, say that she does feel safe in the centre of Dublin and that she's gone there herself in recent times. Do you?
Yes, I do feel safe. I live in Dublin. I'm very proud to live in Dublin. My children commute regularly in and out of the city centre from Drimna. But I would say the Minister also needs to listen to people, and she seriously needs to address the need for extra Gardaí in Dublin. Having the numbers at 2018 is not good enough. We need to go back to the time of pre-2009 cuts when we had adequate Gardaí for Dublin, and they need to be met and supported with resources such as bicycles, bicycling and training, and cars so they can access the sites of certain crimes that are being committed. So without that number of Gardaí, the morale and the numbers will continue to go down. Gardaí have privately sent to me and shared with me stories of morale being to the floor, and that's because of their paying conditions. We only heard today of a senior Gardaí who had to move to Australia because he couldn't live in Dublin. That's simply not good enough, and the minister needs to wake up, realise the crisis that's in the Gardaí and the crisis that our communities are suffering because of the lack of Gardaí, and it's gone on for too long. Our communities will no longer be held to ransom by criminality and serious crime. We need to work with the Gardaí. They need to be resourced. Their numbers need to be increased so we can make Dublin a happy, safe city for everybody who chooses to work, live, visit and study in.
Okay. Councillor Dathi Doolan of Sinn Féin and Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town, thank you very much indeed. 51551.